Well, good evening, everybody. It's 6:30, and welcome to this latest meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Cabinet. I'll take you've all got an agenda in front of you, so we'll go in order. Item number one, minutes of the meeting on the 5th of December 2024, circulated and published on the 6th of December. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Item two, apologies.
Apologies from Councillor Rob Kenny, leader.
Thank you very much. Item number three is the councillor question time. Any?
There are nil.
Thank you. And then we go on to item four, which is the proposal of cabinet members as follows. The climate change nature discovery portfolio item on Stafford Brooks update will be deferred until the next cabinet meeting. So we go on to B. Leisure portfolio, and we go on the Bellamy Park Sports Stadium destination play facilities. That's Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you, leader. I am delighted to announce that this report is to consider the allocation of just under £266,000 of Section 106 funding towards the provision and enhancement of the play facilities of Rowley Park. Permission is being sought to spend capital monies, design a master plan and procure the required project works following public consultation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Any questions?
Councillor for the ward is present. I don't know if he's got any comments to make on it.
Indication beforehand that he's only wanted to speak, but please go ahead.
I'm just very pleased to see this allocation to come forward. Thank you very much to Councillor Pardesi.
All right, thank you for that. If anybody does want to say anything at Cabinet, you're perfectly entitled, but please give us advance notice. Thank you. Everyone happy to proceed? Do you have the recommendation?
Yes, absolutely. Right,
thank you. And it's the second item on B, and it's Councillor Pardesi again, and it's a redevelopment of Leigh's swimming pool.
Thank you. The purpose of this report is to request a change of use in approved capital funding for 2024-25. Instead of the authorised £430,000 for the decommissioning of the pool hall at Elaine Sports Centre, it is now proposed that the funding be used in the demolition of the hall and subsequent redevelopment of the site for the reasons outlined in this report.
Thank you, Councillor Pardesi. Thank you. Councillor Hook.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Pardesi. I can only speak about this club bursting with pride. When I say we, Stone residents and this council have seen this club grow, and boy has it grown. They now have 62 teams, 1,200 members, including 600 children, with a further three, I'm told, to deploy within the next 4 weeks. They are, without doubt, the biggest provider of football in Staffordshire and the West Midlands, and I haven't made inquiries further afield, so it may be that perhaps even further than West Midlands. They provide football for girls and boys of all abilities, from age 3 to 70, but I know damn well there's a lot older than 70. I recognise them when I go up there. They're champions of equality, diversity and inclusion, and they've partnered with the local FA and Stoke University and Stoke City Football Club, providing a space for SEND pupils and PAM, a format of football that involves small-sided games for a mix of disabilities and impairments, including learning disabilities. The PAN football teams play on smaller pitches, and they are now proud to boast their own PAN team representing Stone in the Abilities Counts League. Just perfectly amazing. For years they've worked with schools on all girls football days and taken part within community coaching. They've just partnered with the committee of the week-long Stone Summer Carnival, offering two football tournaments offered to children and adults. I can't speak highly enough of this club. I sometimes go to the away games, and the atmosphere with the children and the respect between the coaches and the children, and they're great ambassadors for Stafford Borough. Whenever I go, I can't help marvel at how joyous they are, win or lose. Some of the teams never win, but it doesn't seem to bother them. And I watch those kids coming off the pitch soaked to the skin, but they're still laughing and really enjoying it. The fact that there's going to be a clubhouse there as well will be a wonderful facility. And these guys really, really deserve this. The work that they've put into this over the years. And I can't help saying this, and please, leader, don't shoot me down. This council should have recognised the quality and the persistence of these children, these adults, years and years ago. And it just beggars belief why they've never managed to get through and get something done. The old football, the old swimming pool has been out of commission for years now, and it's a real eyesore, so to be actually getting rid of it and replacing it with a clubhouse, and the school's involvement, very, very strong link between the school and Stone Old Delanians, is just incredible. And thank you, Councillor Pardaisy, for all your hard work.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Any other questions? No, thank you very much. We move on. We go on to item C, which is the environment portfolio, and it's grassland management protocol, and that's Councillor Forden.
Thanks, leader. I'll just take 2 minutes to pick up some key issues here. The purpose of the report is to seek approval from Cabinet to implement a new grassland management protocol, which is attached for council-owned grassland areas. And the recommendation is Cabinet approves this protocol and recognises that this will direct management of council-owned grassland in the future. Reasons for the recommendation: firstly, to allow us to work on an agreed approach and formal set of parameters when considering how different areas are managed, to increase biodiversity and nature recovery networks, and to contribute towards the county's net zero goal. Some key issues. The protocol will ensure that officers, elected members and residents, key stakeholders, have a clear understanding of the protocol and how the aims will be achieved. The second issue is that it will help fulfil our obligations under the Biodiversity Environment Act 2021. Some detail on the report. The key points of the protocol will be: we will seek a varying of mowing regimes, planting or seeding shrub species, or developing areas of wildflower planting. And this will also provide an opportunity for the planting of trees, which will be considered alongside the emerging tree strategy, which is planned for implementation in 25-26. There will be a three-phased approach required. Firstly, to identify the relevant locations. Secondly, to implement the protocol. And thirdly, to review and refine where necessary. And throughout this approach, effective communication, consultation, and engagement with stakeholders is key. Communication with residents will include signage at the designated areas to inform on which areas are being managed differently and why. The entirety of an open space is not necessarily required for grassland management. It's likely to be designated areas within an open space. You will see the protocol attached on page 60. Just 2 points to make on that. On page 67, you'll see a list of identified sites, proposed sites, for this first phase. And you will note that most are in our key settlements, but we remain open to approaches from other areas on a case-by-case basis. And the second point is that you will see that formal parks and bereavement sites are excluded from phase one. There are a couple listed, but they will not be part of the programme. But informal areas can eventually be set aside within these locations as may be agreed in future. And I think that's it, Leader, just that recommendation. The Cabinet approves this. It will direct the management of such areas in future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Forden. Any comments? Councillor Pearce.
This follows in the wake of Stafford being awarded the Be Friendly Town award. Part of that was were a number of projects in the town where local residents worked with Street Scene to make some of our open spaces more wildlife friendly. And that work, alongside other work done by other groups, has helped us to win the award. But I want to say a word or two about what this isn't. This isn't about just letting all our open spaces, just leaving them, not cutting the grass, just leaving them as they are. It's not about that.
Mm.
It's about creating areas within those spaces which are more friendly to wildlife. It does mean a different regime in terms of mowing, but it will contribute not only to an increase in the number of insects and pollinators, but also to other wildlife which prey on them. And that's so important these days, because we know that there's been a massive drop in the number of insects in this country. So I very much welcome this report. I think it takes our work to becoming a nature-friendly town, and in terms of nature recovery is a very important step. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Councillor Wheat.
I also really welcome this, and I really welcome the signage boards and the communication with the local community, educating the community in what's going on and why, and involving them in the decisions and any sort of creative ideas they have, for example, wiggly mow lines through the long grass so that kids can engage with nature in a more natural way. I really, really look forward to seeing this in action. It's a really good idea.
Can I say through you, Leader, you may be aware, Councillor Reid, that there are already conversations ongoing with residents groups throughout the borough, and they're going very well indeed, so very positive.
Thank you for that. Any more comments? It's good news, a good item. Thank you very much, everybody. And that concludes our meeting tonight. Thanks so much for attending. Thank you.